brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, 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 back in the saddle again. It is Wednesday, the 19th day of July, 2006. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have a surprise guest in the third hour today. In the second hour, we have the lawyer heads up the law firm that's been successfully suing Bayer over the Factor VIII blood-produced drug that supposedly helps with a clotting agent with hemophiliacs that Bayer knowingly, for many, many years, allowed HIV to be basically mixed in with it and knowingly knew that hundreds of thousands would become sick and die just in the Western world alone from Factor VIII. And this chronicle goes way back to the 1980s when they first discovered this. It runs right through Bill Clinton in Arkansas and other companies in England and in Australia and the Red Cross and, of course, a big pharmacological company that produces these drugs for Bayer and others up in Canada. So we'll be giving you the backstory and then, of course, the latest information where this goes in the future and how it ties into some other drugs and some other companies that are doing similar things right now coming up in the second hour today. And, yes, we'll talk about all of the Katyusha rockets and what's happening in Israel, what's happening in Lebanon. We'll be going over all of that here in the first hour today. I'd like to get your take on it. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. We'll get into the spiking oil prices. Very uncomfortable, OPEC. That's their statement on it, if you believe that. Finally, it seems Iran has overplayed its hand. That's what USA Today is saying, why Iran is behind it all. They deserve to be attacked and attacked immediately. Israeli troops battle Hezbollah guerrillas in the last 2 days, making incursions in the southern Lebanon as the death toll climbs. Coming up on 300 dead in Lebanon, and what is it, 30-something now in Israel. Another report here trying to demonize Iran. The arming of Hezbollah reveals U.S. and Israelis' blind spots. They're not blind spots. We'll get into the history of who is really behind creating and financing and funding a lot of these groups. 1,000 Americans have just fled on a cruise ship. Tens of thousands others stuck in the country as Israel talks about an all-out invasion. They're even talking about now an invasion. We have Israeli foreign ministers. We have Newt Gingrich, other neocon wonks, policy wonks on television saying we need to go ahead and attack or invade Syria. The FBI's eyeing Hezbollah in the United States as tensions with Iran rise. And, oh, the terrorists may hit us any minute. So I'm going to break all of this down after this first quick break. And then coming up later, we'll get into some of the other world news. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, Bush making a fool of himself as usual at the G8 summit. He walked up to Merkel, the German chancellor, and grabbed her. He squeezed so hard that she was shocked and threw her hands up. But that dovetails with the cussing. The bleeping this, bleeping that on camera. And, folks, I believe Bush does all of this on purpose. This is all part of his persona, of a wild man to basically scare the rest of the world. I've heard all the people on national TV, the apologists, well, that's just how Texans behave, and that's just what Texans do. They hug on other people. And Texans do that. Texans, real Texans do that. Number one, Bush is not a Texan. He's as phony as a $3 bill. Not that it matters that he's from Kennebunkport, Maine, and Connecticut, but it's a costume. But the important thing is you dovetail the cussing in public with having no decorum, grabbing on a head of state. It fits in as part of a pattern. So it's a total diversion, but if we look at it as a diversion, it can become informative and educational. So I'll briefly comment on that, too, later in this hour. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I took 3 days of broadcast off. Spent almost five with my family. Went down to Port Aransas, did some bay fishing. Caught a bunch of redfish and trout with my father and my son. It was wonderful. And just, you see God's creation cruising out onto the bay there and the sunrise at 6 a.m. It's so beautiful and just reminded me how precious life is and how thankful I am for all of the Lord's blessings and what we're fighting for here against the New World Order. Coming up in the next hour, we'll get into Bayer and the factor rate and letting conservatively hundreds of thousands of people become infected and die from the HIV virus, not to mention hepatitis, knowing that it was in there and deliberately putting it in. We'll talk to the head lawyer, suing him over this. They've gotten the official documents. This is a almost 20-year-old story, and it's now been breaking in the mainstream news, so that's coming up in the second hour. We have a surprise guest in the third hour. But I took off Friday and Monday and then came back yesterday, and I was shocked to learn that Jack Blood filling in had really unexpectedly broken some really big news Friday, and then no one had picked up on it. No one had written an article about it, so we did a transcript late last night upon getting back, and we finished up the article this morning, and we're posting it on InfoWars.com right now. In fact, as we came back into the second segment about 2 minutes ago, I was walking back into the studio, and they were updating it, posting it on InfoWars.com. And what is that major story? Don't worry, we'll get into Israel and Lebanon and Bush grabbing on Merkel. We'll get into all of it. But before we do that, and oil prices at all-time highs of 78.40 on North Sea crude and even higher on OPEC Middle Eastern oil. But an example of this is I had Richard Linkletter on, what was it, last Tuesday? The acclaimed Hollywood movie director. And he talked about 9/11 being an inside job. He talked about how he woke Bruce Willis up to it just about 6 months ago. And I didn't ask Rick to go there. I didn't know Rick would go there. I didn't expect Rick to go there. He's one of the many people I know in Hollywood who are well aware of 9/11 for years. And he kind of dropped the dime on old Bruce Willis, Schwarzenegger's little buddy. And that got really big play out there on the web, on the internet. And the same thing happened to Jack Blood when he was sitting in on Friday, but then he went over into his own show, sitting in, here in the studios on his program, Deadline Live. He had Daniel Ellsberg on, and he had him on about the attack in Lebanon, what's happening on both sides, the kidnapped soldiers, the captured soldiers, all of it. And Jack brought up 9/11, and Ellsberg went off on it, basically saying the evidence points towards an inside job, and then he dropped several other big bombshells, and no one picked up on this. Of course, everyone picked up on any mindless gossip that was out there in the Patriot or Truth community. How many angels can dance on the head of a pin was endlessly discussed. People's tenter tantrums were discussed, but not the hardcore serious issues. So I hope everybody will go get this article that Kevin Smith and myself and Ryan Slickhuysen all threw in together and got out as quickly as possible. I hope that you will get it out on all of the message boards and all the sites that are out there. Let me just read over the article for you right now, and we'll get into Israel and your phone calls and the rest of it. Pentagon Papers author Daniel Ellsberg says government may have carried out 9/11. Predicts Bush regime will stage terror attacks to provide pretext for Iran's Syria invasion and justify internment camps for American people. I guess we should add for the American people. We're kind of proofreading live here on air. That's how fast we move. Daniel Ellsberg is a former American military analyst employed by the RAND Corporation who precipitated a national firestorm in 71 when he released the Pentagon Papers, the U.S. military's account of activities during the Vietnam War. We might still be there if it wasn't for that. I'm serious. They said we'll be in Iraq for 100 years, by the way, to the New York Times. The release awakened the American people to the systematic program of organized deception carried out by the Pentagon against the population to continue the Vietnam War. Daniel Ellsberg, speaking on air to GCN radio host Jack Blood, stated his concerns that criminal elements of the U.S. government were psychologically capable to have carried out 9/11. You know, they're those type of people, basically, is what he said. He warned that within days after U.S. military strike on Iran, Bush's handlers would probably stage some type of terror attack in the West to legitimize the new war. Ellsberg went on to state that another major Reichstag-like state-sponsored attack would be followed by martial law scenario in the U.S., which might include detention camps for American dissenters. Ellsberg said that he worked with individuals at the highest levels of government who staged war provocation several times to whip up pro-war sentiment in the U.S. Daniel Ellsberg now joins the ranks of hundreds of prominent engineers, physicists, economists, military officers, pilots, high-level intelligence analysts, and cabinet ministers who are exposing the 9/11 hoax. Each day, more and more respected professionals are going public with their questions about the official 9/11 fable. The 9/11 cover-up dam is breaking under the weight of these truth-seekers' efforts, and the perpetrators of 9/11 are watching them in horror while wondering who will be the next to speak up. Here is a partial transcript of the interview. The section that gets into Ellsberg's comments on 9/11. So, Daniel Ellsberg, highly respected across the political spectrum. This article with the transcript is up on Infowars.com right now. And I got home yesterday afternoon and learned that no one had picked up on it. I'm just as happy for somebody else to hear the show, pick up on it, do their own headline, get their own internet visitors. It's very easy to do. A lot of times WorldNet Daily and others do this. It did not happen with this story. I wish it would have, and then we wouldn't have been up here until midnight last night. But here is the story. Here is the transcript for you. And again, I'm not whining about having to work long hours on the day I get back from vacation. My point is that this would be a lot easier if you help us get the word out and if you share in the good labor with us, because it is extremely rewarding, and together many hands do make light work, as the old parable goes, and it's true. And I mean, how many people? We have the former head Marine Corps historian, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, Admiral Moore, Chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff's lawyer, very prominent conservative former Marine, going public, saying the official 9/11 story is a fraud and it could be an inside job, and the evidence points there. We have the head of the 9/11 families group that represents 7,000 plus families, the biggest group, the folks that sued Saudi Arabia and then Bush blocked them with James Baker, going public saying all the evidence points towards an inside job. This is in the last week and a half. Well, we have the huge movie director, Richard Linklater, going public with all that he has to lose, and then openly, without me even asking or knowing he was going to do it, start talking about other big stars like Bruce Willis. And believe me, there are people a lot bigger than Bruce Willis who I have talked to, okay, who I personally have talked to, who I've personally been contacted by. Okay, so, I mean, in fact, let's just say the biggest. And people have their own opinion on who the biggest is, but is it, I'm not going to say names. I wish they'd go public, it'd be so huge. Or maybe the establishment media gets smart and ignore it. But the point is the dam is breaking, it's cracking, and we've got to push harder than ever because 9/11 is the foundational event, and the globalists are going to continue to use it to push other provocations. So please go get the Ellsberg story off of Infowars.com right now, exclusive to Infowars.com. Get it out to everybody right now, please. All right, let me shift gears into the Middle East developments, that cauldron that's boiling over right now and endangering the peace of the entire sphere, the entire planet, Terra Firma. But let's start off by going back to the neocon agenda. The neocons told us what their agenda is. Trillions in oil by shutting off the oil spigots in the Middle East, Iran, Syria, Iraq, even Saudi Arabia if they can, them jacking up the prices of all the other oil reserves they found. It is part of expanding Israel's hegemon around the region. This is their own stated documents going back to the 80s right through to 2000. This is what they're saying, not us. It's about hundreds of billions a year in unrestricted, no-bid weapons contracts and other contracts that have now cost over $400 billion. I was saying $400 billion last week. I'm wrong. It's now almost $500 billion in the last 3.5 years. Excuse me. So that means another 3.5 years it'll be a trillion, and the numbers are only spiraling upwards. So it's about weapons sales. It's about opium. It's about shutting off oil and jacking up prices. It's about expanding Israel's living space, a greater Israel. It's about breaking up Arab countries into 2 to 5 parts, depending on which nation you're talking about. This is all official if you know where to look. This is the stated battle plan. And we know that Bush gave Iran the ultimatum, and he said, I will go in there by late July. I could attack you, he said, if you don't cease your peaceful nuclear program and let us in there to control things. And they look at that, look at how Iraq made deals and agreed, and they still got attacked. So they said, no way, Jose. And I'm not saying the Iranians are perfect. Governments are evil, folks. That's history. It shows us that. It's a bunch of evil people fighting with each other, and we're all caught in the middle. And so we're sitting here looking at this unfolding, and now Israel, the client state, is basically putting things on the front burner. And as I said last week, they've now even got Fox News analysts coming out and admitting that every few weeks an Israeli soldier gets captured, every few days Palestinian fighters get captured, Lebanese soldiers get captured, and they don't attack. And so why did Israel choose now to hype this, now to make a big deal out of this? And who's behind Hezbollah? Who's behind Hamas? Let's talk about the region. Let's talk about its history. Take me about 10, 15 minutes to cover, and they'll give you the latest news on it. Then we'll take your calls quickly. I'm going to go to your calls quickly, though, when we do. Have your points ready, because I'm going to move on to the next person so you all get a chance at 1-800-259-9231. We'll break it down when we get back.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about left and right, it's about right and wrong. We're constitutionalists here, if you just joined us. And George Bush is dismantling our Constitution, our sovereignty, just like the Democrats are. They're all owned by people called the globalists, the New World Order, and we're here fighting them, for those that just joined us. Little description of what we do here. All right, so we know that Israel and the United States and England openly have stated that their goal is to shut off the oil supply, jacking up the prices, artificial scarcity. We know the goal is to expand Israel and to break up the surrounding countries into vassal states, of the West. We know the goal is to have it be a continual war zone so that they can sell weapon systems basically to the American people at huge profits to the defense contractors. All of this is their stated goal. Now, how do they get us to war? How do they bring us to war? Well, they hire Saddam Hussein. They train him as a young assassin in 54. They put him in as the head of Baathist Security in 69. 10 years later, in 79, they stage a coup and put Saddam into power. 3-4 years later, they convince Saddam to attack Iran. We fund him over $33 billion to attack Iran. Then he basically loses that war in a stalemate. They then tell him to go ahead and invade Kuwait. He follows orders and invades Kuwait. He is set up. U.S. PR firms go on national TV and claim they saw babies being thrown out of incubators, now admitted to be a complete fabrication and lie. Iraq is bombed from first world status to third world status. Their population goes from 25 million to 22 million today, when it was exploding before that, as the rest of the Arab world was. The New World Order then for 13 years, 12 and a half years, has huge sanctions on Iraq. Millions die. They bombard the country continually, blowing up its water treatment and power stations. This goes on and on. Inspectors traverse the entire country, destroying the WMDs that Saddam legally and lawfully had as a U.S. government agent. Same thing with bin Laden. It's always the same story. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Then we go in there 3.5 years. We're now a total of 15 years later since this all began. It'll be going on in 15 more, folks. It's designed to. That's how the contractors make money, and that's their pretext to stay in the region. It's siege. They're waging war against the populations of the Middle East. They're exterminating them. They want control of their governments to then foist the UN vaccines on the population, one of their big initiatives with the special things that have been added to sterilize their women and give their populations HIV. In fact, in the countries the UN takes over, watch the HIV level explode. We have, again, their own documents on that. So that's all that's going on, is the extermination over there. But domestically, as Bush also told his biographer in 99, I'm going to be a war president because I can't be questioned domestically when we're at war. Again, that's George Bush's words, not mine. So we go from their own words. So how are they going to escalate the war into Iran, into Syria, into surrounding areas? They're even talking about Saudi Arabia. They're talking about trying to destabilize that country so it falls to Muslim extremists that our own government has been caught red-handed hundreds of times funding, and then, oh, stab them in the back. We've got to go clean them out. Now, so Israel is routinely being hit by rockets every few weeks. Israel is routinely having soldiers captured, just like they capture soldiers out of different militia groups in the surrounding nations. So why did they start hyping this now? It coincides with Bush's deadline. It coincides with his deadline of, 2 days ago, that has now come and passed. We have to have it look like there's some reason to have troops there and some reason for Israel to be attacking Lebanon, who openly has been trying to hunt down and stop Hezbollah and Hamas. The problem is Hezbollah and Hamas have been openly funded, not just by Iran, but the U.S. and Israel. Yes, mainstream Israeli papers even admit that. Just go read your history. And their leaders, our government uses Hezbollah and Hamas to destabilize those surrounding countries, and if they don't play ball, they get assassinated. Remember what's happened to several leaders in that region? They're routinely being killed by Hezbollah and Hamas. You see? That's why Israel admits that in 73 they founded Hamas. That's Jerusalem Post, boys and girls. That isn't a conspiracy theory. For those that doubt me on this, remember the deal Ronald Reagan made with Bush Sr., who actually made the deal? You know what? I'm going to break it down when we get back. I'm going to try to just get to the meat and potatoes of this when we get back. We're not playing checkers here. We're playing chess. This is sophisticated, three-dimensional warfare, and you, the people, are the target. We'll come back, finish up with this, then go to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at NorthernVoiceBookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at NorthernVoiceBookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's the boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
All right, we're back live.
Well, you'll know me when you see me, because my door...
Gun, Zach, Steve, David, Jeff, others, your calls are coming up. Let me just continue breaking down what's really going on over in Israel. Now, we look at this as countries, Iran, Syria, Israel, Lebanon, the United States. You know, how does it all play in together? Israel's our ally. They're our good little buddies. They're as pure as the driven snow. They're sweet, happy, little good people who only want to help children cross the street. And then you go to Israel's own newspapers, and they admit that Israel founded, so did UPI, they had a big investigation on it, founded Hamas in 1973. I'm just setting the table here, the atmosphere, the players, and you can decide what's going on yourself. Because at some levels, I don't even know. Because, you know, it's intelligence agency with an intelligence agency, overlapping, backstabbing at every level. So you try to figure it out. I think I know where it's going, and my predictions have borne out to be accurate. So unfortunately, it looks like we do know what's happening, and it isn't very pretty. And we have Israel, what, 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, it comes out in Haaretz and in the Jerusalem Post again, and in UPI again, of all places, that Israel created hundreds of fake al-Qaeda groups. Not fake al-Qaeda to infiltrate al-Shi'ata, Why infiltrate themselves? But to, quote, stage terrorist attacks as a pretext to continue a military presence in the West Bank to, and then, of course, in the north on the border with Lebanon and the Golan Heights. Now, that isn't Alex Jones, folks. That's Israel admitting that. And then we go back in time. We have George Bush Sr. really running things in the campaign with Ronald Reagan. And they sign a deal, now admitted, now declassified, came out in congressional testimony. They do a backroom deal with Iran, who had grabbed the hostages at the U.S. Embassy. And they grab the U.S. hostages, and they won't give them up to Jimmy Carter, who the media, the establishment media owned by Big Pharma and the big defense contractors, they begin to demonize Jimmy Carter, and they begin to attack Jimmy Carter. I'm not saying he's good or bad. I'm just, this is what they did, for whatever reason, blaming it all on him, and it turns out the whole thing was staged between our CIA and Iran, and they hold him for months and months and months. And then right after Ronald Reagan's elected, they release him, and it turns out it was done for hundreds of millions of dollars and thousands of pieces of weaponry, tow missiles, you name it. And then what does Iran use those weapons on? They use those on Iraq, and our government, meanwhile, has put the Iraqi dictator in, Saddam Hussein, and a year and a half, 2 years after Reagan is elected, there's a giant war launched by our other puppet, fully controlled at that time, Saddam Hussein, against the Iranians. So are you starting to try to figure this out? And neocon followers will go, okay, yeah, I read that. It's admitted, but that's blowback, and we work with some people, but now they're the enemy, and we got to kill them. The point is it's all set up and staged, okay? And I listen to these talk show hosts. I've even called in on shows. I've been a guest on shows. This is all publicly admitted, so they won't deny it. They'll just make excuses for it and say, well, let's just talk about what's happening now. Well, everything that happened in the past has a bearing on what's happening now. I mean, let's go further. You've got the Serbs, certainly not perfect, but our allies against the Nazis in World War II. The UN even admits they were attacked by the Muslims. They were attacked by the Croats. They were attacked from two different sides. And then the UN goes in there in the early 90s, and then they're back in the late 90s. What happens? You have the south of the country, one-third of the country, Kosovo, its capital, Pristina. And then all of a sudden, for 5 months, there are over 55, 56 bombings, mainly of school buses, schools, courthouses, government buildings, government facilities, all over the south. And Kosovo Liberation Army Muslims, led by Osama bin Laden, are attacking the south. The Serbs fight back and are called genocidal maniacs, and fake videos put on national TV of concentration camps, and all it is the border of Albania and the border of Macedonia and our government not letting people through. They're at barbed wire, all right, wanting to get in. They pulled the same thing, what, in 94, or was it 93, there with them trying to get into a UN food station and called it a concentration camp. I mean, these guys are slick. So we've got bin Laden and the Iranians, by the way. The money was sent via Clinton to Iran and then to northern Albania. We got the Iranians and bin Laden used yet again to go stir something up, to go destabilize something, and then when Serbia defends itself, they're invaded, they're attacked. Okay? Well, we have the staged event with the Iran hostage situation, Iran-Contra. We have the staged event with putting Saddam in. We have the staged event with the Israelis staging al-Qaeda attacks against themselves as a pretext for domestic control and to expand their military operations. It happens over and over and over and over and over and over again. Were they provocateur of this stuff, or they outright stage it? So that's the reason I'm getting into all of this before we even get into what's happening in Israel right now and what's happening in Lebanon and surrounding areas. Now, this was a Republican Senate report put out by Alphonse D'Amato in 1999 with their own documents where they brought forward the fact that Bill Clinton funded Osama bin Laden. Again, what has bin Laden used to do? His family builds all the U.S. bases. They build the big mosque, the air-conditioned Mecca. They're multi-billionaires. They make billions a year. They're number three owners of the Carlyle Group with the Queen of England and others. I mean, this is mainstream news, London Guardian, Wall Street Journal. The Bushes vacation with them. We know Bin Laden was CIA trained in college. Tim Osman was his codename. We know he fought the Russians for 7-8 years as the leader of the Mujahideen, the freedom fighters. We know he's CIA. And then in 99, he's busy attacking the Serbs with Iran. Our government backs all that up. Then he supposedly attacks us again on 9/11. I mean, can we put two and two together here? Who he works for, who he is, what's going on? And again, I'm not even saying Bin Laden actually physically attacked us on 9/11. He took the fall for it. He played the part of the patsy, the decoy. And so now we don't even know what's going on. We know our government makes backroom deals with Iran, and they could really be fighting with Iran right now, because the problem is they set up the Serbs, they then stab them in the back. The globalists set up the Iranians, then stab them in the back. They set up Saddam, stab him in the back. They set up everybody and stab him in the back. And then they try to kill Gaddafi. Now he's our best friend. We've never been at war with East Asia. We've always been at war with East Asia. Big Brother, you know, says 2 + 2 = 10. So we have this spinning cauldron going on. What we do know is we cannot believe anything we're hearing on the news. Oh, we can believe a ship got blown up in a harbor. We can believe that this many rockets fell on the northern city in Israel. We can believe that this many kids died at the school. That type of information we know is accurate, but we don't know who did it, why it happened, who's really captured these Israeli soldiers. We don't know if these Israeli soldiers are really on the beaches of Maui right now smoking cigars and drinking Coronas. We don't know if they're really dead. We don't know if they were killed in cross-border fighting, so the Israelis are just claiming that they've been captured. We don't know that, again, why haven't we seen videos of these guys? Why hasn't Hezbollah been on television? Why hasn't, we know Hezbollah's riddled with CIA, Shin Bet, MI6, Mossad. But we know that the Israelis found and fund these groups, wind them up, but sometimes then they stab each other in the back, and so we don't know. There's all these other splinter groups. But what we do know is that kidnappings, capture of soldiers, killings, Katyusha rockets being fired is a weekly, sometimes hourly occurrence. And we know that it's being overly hyped at this time because Israel and the U.S., that is people who control our country, when we say U.S., we don't mean the American people, the globalists, controlling our country as an engine of empire, want to go into Iran, want to go into Syria, and are openly claiming that Syria may have the captured soldiers and that Syria may be behind it. And we know that's a fraud. I'll get into that. We know that they were trying to blame it on Iran, claiming the soldiers may have been smuggled into Iran. That baloney surfaced Thursday afternoon of last week, 6-7 days ago. That's pure garbage. We know that's a lie. So all of this is swirling around, and we know they're trying to escalate this into war psychosis, war hysteria, to kick off some type of larger event. And now the FBI and MI6 and MI5 and all of them are saying domestic attacks in the U.S. or England could happen in any minute. Why, Hamas and Hezbollah could strike any second. And that leaves the perfect cover while we're having this symbolic war through our surrogate, through our foil, our minion, Israel, right now with Lebanon, that they're saying this could go as far north as Syria. Israeli ministers are openly saying it. Netanyahu's openly saying it, their banking minister. We've got neocons, Crystal and Gingrich up there all saying this. This whole thing, you can see it marching us towards a larger, widening conflagration and perfect timing for some type of false flag, government-sponsored terror attack somewhere in the Western world. It could be Australia. It could even, you know, be Germany, but it'll probably be the U.S. or England or one of our interests. The globalists keep getting caught carrying them out in major cities like 9/11 or 7/7 or Madrid, so they may do something. They may blow up a ship or blow up a plane, as Bush says they could do, or put one in harm's way to get it shot down like they did with the Gulf of Tonkin or in the White House memo. So we're in very dangerous times, and this is the exact type of provocation that was predicted months ago on this broadcast by a different analyst like Ray McGovern and others, and we're now seeing this exact type of a provocation unfolding, and we're hearing war psychosis. Jack Blood was calling it Friday, Wargasm, and that's what it is. I heard neocons this weekend on talk radio, kill all the Arabs, they're all terrorists, they're all scum, they're all murderers, they're all evil, kill them all, let God sort them out, blow up all those countries, blah, blah, blah. You know, everything in the world is because of the Arabs. When the sun doesn't, you know, shine through the clouds, the Arabs did it. Everything is the Arabs. If we could just kill more Arabs, everything would be fine. It's disgusting. In major polls, 94% of Arabs are neutral or pro-U.S., 6% are the foaming, want to kill us all type. And in major polls, 30% of Americans are the kill all the Arab type. So we're actually, in many respects, worse than they are. And there are some real, quote, terrorists, that is, fighters. There are some people who target populations, just like Israeli bombs or U.S. bombs do. But most of it is manufactured or provocateured. That is, the U.S. government funds through an Arab intermediary, an individual that, say, goes into the West Bank and hires poor Palestinian, you know, 16-year-olds and pays them $100,000 to go blow themselves up, and our own government supplies the explosives, and the poor Arab extremist that blows himself up never even knew he was working for the West. So, this is the picture I'm trying to paint here. And it isn't the Arabs that are getting rid of our borders and trying to create the American Union. The Arabs haven't killed conservatively 100,000+ Americans with factor 8 in the Bayer blood supply, in the Bayer factor 8 drug. And that's only one company that was doing it, making these drugs, these clotting agents. Knowingly, over 100,000 Americans. So like 15,000 something confirmed. That number's a few years old. Hemophiliacs in Canada. Hundreds of thousands in Europe. Tens of thousands in Australia. But I guess they're not wearing a turban, and so they don't have brown skin. So what? If the government, oh, by the way, our government knowingly knew and let it happen. So now do you see what I'm saying? It isn't the Arabs putting cancer viruses in our vaccines or hormones and tetanus shots to sterilize women. By the way, that isn't just going on in Latin America, Asia, and Africa. It's going on here. We've caught them. Confirmed. It isn't the Arabs putting mercury in the vaccines. Do you understand that, folks? That they use this external enemy, which isn't perfect, folks. The Arabs, some of them are a bunch of lunatics. I mean, believe me, I've researched it, I've looked at it, but most of them aren't. They're about as loony as we are. I mean, we're a bunch of loons, too. The average American can't find Iraq on a map, but they'll tell you how much they want to kill everybody there. I mean, you know, we're pretty weird, too. Pretty primitive and hyped up and bug-eyed. And you're being diverted off into things that really aren't threats compared to the pure evil that lies and steals and kills that's running our country. All right, I'll shut up. We'll go to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Gunn in Texas. Gunn, thanks for holding.
Good afternoon, Alexander, the Battle for God, Irma Jones. I'm glad that you had a vacation because you work hard and you deserve it. I heard just that you're down on the coast. Just a note on fishing, if you get yourself a guide when you're saltwater fishing, then if you get yourself a guide, you catch a lot of fish, have a good time.
That's what I did.
Oh, good.
That's vital information, sir.
I have a quick take, an observation, a question. On Israel, it looks like the neocons have really found a back way to Iran because Bolton was having trouble in the UN. This is another note on Israel. Woodrow Wilson had a 10 point plan, and the only 2 points that survived, well, 1 point was the formation of the League of Nations, which became the UN. And the first thing that they did was give the land to the Jews from Europe. And I read part of the Holocaust is a fair for the Rothschilds, for the Rothschilds. For all you gamers out there, why does Western European royalty have Jew blood plus Israel's real name? Just a quick note on homegrown terrorism. A few days before the homegrown terrorists in Canada were caught, Dick Cheney was on Fox saying, we need to watch out for homegrown terrorism or homegrown terrorists. And since then, how many busts have we had? So in case of a false flag attack, I guess he had his suspects already lined up. When the next attack hits, everybody out there should be detectives and watch closely.
No, I hear you and I appreciate the call, sir. No, getting back to what happened in World War II, the major Zionist publications, you know, the things that were in newspaper stands, the publications that were sold in Jewish bookstores, said, we support Hitler and we need Hitler to force the Jews out of Europe. And they made backroom deals with Hitler. And then when the Orthodox Jews were trying to get out, the Zionists would not allow them to get out and had a deal with Hitler to not let them leave unless they agreed to go to Palestine and to pay them a ransom, by the way. And if they didn't pay the Zionists a ransom, they were left behind to be killed. And that's the same with all of these cultures. I mean, governments are evil. Leadership is generally evil, as the Founding Fathers told us, as the Bible tells us. And so, yes, there were a lot of Zionist leaders who were complicit in the murder of the Jews. And a lot of times, Jewish leaders throughout history have really been behind pushing a lot of anti-Semitism as a way to control the vast majority of Jews that they then suck dry. A lot of the big anti-Semites you hear now on the web and stuff, they're really Jewish provocateur agents. Just thought you might want to know that. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Back to your calls here in just a moment. You want to find out who's really behind terrorism? You need to get my new film, Terror Storm. It is my crowning achievement. It is my tour de force. We cover the Iraq war lies. We get into the latest information on 9/11. But that's just the last 45 minutes or so of the film. The first half, we cover all the declassified admissions of government-sponsored terrorism. Instead of focusing in on the Reichstag, we look at Gleiwitz and how the Germans attacked their own radio station and blamed it on the Poles. That's how the film starts. Then we get into the USS Liberty. We get into the overthrow of Mossadegh in 1953, where our government admits they carried out terror. We look at a bunch of other examples. that are admitted. And then we fast forward into 7-7. We go to London. We then look at the British SAS soldiers caught dressed up like Arabs carrying out terror attacks over in Iraq. It is such an important film. We have Graham Reynolds, who did the music for Scanner Darkly and other big movies. He did the music for this. I mean, this is a real score with a it's not quite a symphony. What is like 10 instruments, but it was, you know, symphony type folks. He does symphony music. They did it and did the score, and it's got incredible graphics. I mean, it is professional television grade. It's shot with high definition cameras that I bought in the last few years with your support out there, as we promised to do. We flew all over the country, all over the continent to bring you this. We flew to England. It is such an important film. Terror Storm, the emergency release without the extras, is available. It'll still be three weeks or so before the official one with the extras is ready. Don't wait. Get Terror Storm for $19.95. Every copy is signed. Get a copy of it. Make copies. Get it out to people. Get your copy of Terror Storm at InfoWars.com or go to PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. I got a bunch of other books and videos that I've written or that I have made, or books and films that I carry that are on the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. Be sure and ask about the specials when you call the toll-free number to order if you wish to order that way. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or see Terror Storm and all my films and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv right now with a 15-cent a day monthly membership. PrisonPlanet.tv. Right now, let's go to the next caller, and let's speak to Zach in New York. Go ahead, Zach.
Hi, I was wondering if you'd seen the advertisements on CBS for the new show Jericho. It's about a nuke going off somewhere in the United States and the effect on a small Midwestern town.
No, I haven't seen it. Is it how martial law saves us and how good it is?
Well, that's not so much what I've seen in the ads. It's not out yet, but there are people cowering. There's many sick and dying. They like to show a mushroom cloud. It's on during CSI and the advertisements on the evening program, just about every commercial break. And I thought that might tie in a bit with your predictions of an event here in the United States.
Well, they've had all these Nightline dramatizations where we get attacked by a terrorist and we have to give up all of our rights, and they have martial law drills. And then quietly, at the end of the program, they announce, oh, this was just a dramatization. So there's all this ongoing fear-mongering.
I would have to agree with you.
What do you think about the whole Israel-Lebanon situation?
I'm just waiting for it to boil over. In my mind, there's no real difference between the Israelis and the Palestinians. There's no side that is morally above the other. And
it's a bunch of tribal warfare.
I would agree with you that as well.
Well, what do you think about the history of Israel and the U.S. and others actually funding the so-called terrorists?
That would not surprise me at all. I'm not too informed on that topic, but I've been trying to tell as many people as I can, so thank you very much.
Well, thank you, sir. Do not believe me. Please, go to Hamas, go to UPI, go to Jerusalem Post. Read where they tell you this. I mean, every time, in hindsight, we learn our governments were staging all of this. And again, they have the motive. It makes sense they would.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.